This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, we're at the Gary Thileson School of Business today at the University of Mary. Big day today as we're kicking off a virtuous leadership recognition program at the University of Mary. Made that announcement last hour. We're going to talk with the first recipient of the Virtuous Leadership Award here in just a moment. Always enjoy my conversations with Jim Arthod and looking forward to that. Also, I want to tell you we're brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. I feel as though our energy future is a bit more secure now that we have a President Trump rather than a President Clinton, that's for sure. But there's still lots to do. You don't unwind what the EPA has been up to over the last 8 years, and for that matter, going back decades. That's an entrenched bureaucracy, and this clean power plan's in the courts right now. Your energy is less reliable if the clean power plan becomes the law of the land. Your energy is less affordable if this becomes the law of the land. So that's why it's important to you. And, you know, this industry needs allies. There's a war on coal. Imagine getting up to go to work every day in an industry that it is well known that there's a war against. There shouldn't be a war against an industry. I mean, that should be against enemies in other countries, but there is. You can't make it up, folks. It's happening. So join the effort by simply going online to secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org, and find out more. Jason Bohr, by the way, is going to join us on Thursday, the head of the Late Night Energy Council, talk a little bit about what a new Trump administration will mean for the late night industry in North Dakota. Looking forward to that conversation. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will not... Oh, how things change in a week. Huh? A week ago, we were talking about the potential he would be the Secretary of Energy, and it looks like Rick Perry's going to slide into that spot. And my sources tell me that's largely because folks see Congressman Cramer is no longer being a congressman, rather being a senator. So his political fortunes in North Dakota probably cost him a spot to serve the country nationally in that spot. But anyway, we'll chat with him tomorrow and find out more about it on What's on Your Mind. We are, as I mentioned, at the University of Mary, the Gary Thileson School of Business today, and proud to welcome to the program a great resource over the years and a great friend and someone we now can call the first recipient of the Virtuous Leadership Award at the University of Mary, Jim Arthod. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Scott?
Good to see you. Appreciate you joining us today on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about McKinsey Energy Partners that have partnered up with the University of Mary to put on this Virtuous Leadership Program. And I'm curious your take on where the oil and gas industry is going given the new administration and just a lot of ground to cover. I want to start with leadership, though, and talk a little bit about kind of the theme of the day. How do you define leadership?
How do you define leadership? Well, I guess I've never really defined leadership. I think leadership is something that grows on you and becomes natural. A little bit of necessity and a little bit of strong and having the opportunity to have really good people around you, and leadership just kind of goes into itself and you just want to portray it. That's leadership, in my humble opinion, is just about being good, about being a good person, doing what's right, doing best practice, trying to help people grow and help people get by in life.
And Jerome Richter last hour was telling us about, and Jerome's with us this hour as well, about, you know, virtuous leadership being the habitual choosing of the good, that it just becomes second nature. Because leadership really is about a lot of choices, right? I mean, you're constantly making decisions, so you need that in your DNA, right?
Well, that's probably true. Obviously, you know, leadership goes back to from the day you were born. You get it from your folks, and you get it from your family, and you get it from the people that you look up to, and you just kind of grow into it, and you try to do what's right. But guess what? In business, you know, you're moving on your feet constantly, every hour of the day, trying to do the right thing, and becomes natural. Not that I'm trying to say I'm a great leader, but you strive to do it that way, and you strive to people to follow in your footsteps and just help them along.
How did you learn to become a great leader? What do I mean? If you look back on the people that taught you most, what lessons stay with you?
Well, you know, I'm what you call a Coke baby, the K-O-C-H folks. My father worked for Coke Industries all his life, so obviously I looked up to those guys early on in life and watched how they lived life and watched what they were about in life. So I think that was the first thing that was ingrained in me. You know, I kind of look back at how media can do things. Like Charles Koch Sr. was one of the founding members of John Birch Society, and everybody vilifies him for it. Well, you know, he was in Russia during the purge, and people wonder why he's anti-communist. You know, it's crazy when you look at stuff like that and reflect back at it. But you know, those guys were people I looked up to. Obviously, I looked up to my father. My father was always a good dreamer, never satisfied with where he was at. Although he stayed there all his life, he was satisfied, but not in the just a, you know, pastime. He was always an entrepreneur. So gave me a great opportunity to live out his dreams. And then you just learn.
You mentioned the Koch brothers. I mean, there's a good example of success being vilified, right? Because
right.
What they built, they don't do it without, you know, some enormous amount of integrity and virtue and everything else to get what they to build what they built. Yet you say the name Koch now, and you know, it's you know, because of politics, you know, they're maligned. It's kind of sad, really.
Right. Well, it's the difference between a capitalist and a socialist, I guess. I tend to lean capitalistic. You know, I think creating new wealth is something that America needs to do more of. I think we have a great opportunity to create new wealth in this country. We have the people, we have the natural resources, and, you know, we just have a good, stable country. So, you know, we need to move forward. Obviously, very excited about the new president. I feel my children have great opportunities in life now. Maybe we get things going on the right track again. So,
talking about your children, talking about just future leaders, you know, doing what you did at MBI Energy as an example. You know, the amount of leaders that takes to do that. And you think about what you're now doing again with the McKinsey Energy Partners and the next thing. Do you worry about the difficulty in finding leaders, virtuous leaders, to build things like that now? Is that tough to do?
You know, it hasn't been in the businesses that I've been involved around. You know, the guys that are around me, the guys that hang out with me that are very critical to my operations, like Jeff and Tony and Jason and those guys, they're just natural to fall into, you know, into the foot to do things right and to, obviously, you want to make a profit, but, you know, you want to do it the right way, and if you do it the right way, it usually leads to the profit side of things. So, you know, in my experience, you know, I think probably North Dakota helps with that a little bit. But my experience, I have not had a problem finding fabulous potential leaders and leaders under me. The guys have just done a fabulous job. In fact, they become the leaders, and I become the follower. You know, so.
And you know, you've trained them well.
Yeah.
Right? You launched them. Let them go. Jerome?
Scott, I mean, here we are. We're listening to a virtuous leader. And time and time, Jim has said again, hey, I'm doing what I can. I don't know if I'm a great leader, but I'm going to do what it is that I can. And one of the reasons that the University of Mary is so excited to be honoring Jim today and also to be partnering with McKinsey Energy Partners is Jim had the foresight at the very beginning when we launched a campus up in Watford City, the first company to come to us and say, we need education for our employees. We need to make these good young people the next leaders into the future. And so working with Jim, working with Jeff Comer, who was the president of MBI at the time up in Watford City, that's when we knew. These people know how to lead. They know how to expect goodness out of their people and give them the opportunities to do that. And so this coming together today is a beautiful thing that has been in a couple years in the making, and we're just happy to honor them.
Yeah, I need to qualify that. That was, again, the guys that were working with me. That was Tony and Jeff and the guys that felt like our middle managers. You know, we went through a boom period of time where all you did was try to get the job done to a period of time where you need to understand how you actually made money and run a business. And it was those guys that spawned the idea of the continuing education and giving the guys the opportunity to do that, which, you know, spawns many different things. It's a trickle-down effect, I guess. You know, using a Reagan term. I kind of like trickle down. I feel like I'll spend the money better than the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. will. But yeah, so I'd actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I'd actually forgot about how that all kind of spawned, and Jeff and Keith and the guys were very instrumental in that.
And by the way, that is, I believe, the one of the nicest, if not the nicest, campuses of the University of Mary in all of North Dakota now.
Wow.
And beyond.
Yeah.
It's a great location, that beautiful new Rough Rider Center in Watford City.
No, to be a part of the event center there, the city of Watford City has been very, very good to the University of Mary. It's been a great partnership, and we want to serve. We want to be up there. We've always, from the very beginning, the sisters have said that we are here to serve this region, and yes, beyond. But first and foremost, this region, to serve the state of North Dakota, to serve the western part of the North Dakota in a way that is very unique and also understands the culture of the good people of North Dakota.
Take a short break. Come back with more. We can't have Jim Arthaud out here and not talk about price of oil and the industry and how things are going. Last time he was on, he told me 60 was the new 90. I like that term. I've been using that a lot. So we'll talk about that and a few other goodies. Coming up, live from the University of Mary, Jim Arthaud with us on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Ransom, Sargent, Nelson, Steele, Griggs, Walsh, Pembina, Cavalier, and many southwestern North Dakota counties in early 2017. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nominations and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Continuing. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Text your questions or comments to 701-226-8503. You can call us up at 800-228-8503.
800-228-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall tomorrow. And Thursday, we will chat with Jason Bohr, president of the Lignite Council in North Dakota, Lignite Energy Council. So looking forward to that as well. In Bismarck for the next 3 days with lots to cover. Chat with Jim Marthod from McKinsey Energy Partners. So let's talk a little bit about the changes in your life this year. MBI Energy, a world class company you built, and you decided to sell it and leave MBI Energy. Was that tough?
Yeah, it was real tough. You know, it's been a little easier than I thought it was going to be, but at first it was very tough. And you feel about half selfish when it's 18 below and you actually sleep at night, you know, because there is guys out there, you know, in the trucks and you're worried about them. And, you know, you grew up with it since you're, 3 years old in a truck with your father and stuff. So you understand the conditions and you understand what the guys are fighting against. And, you know, I used to lay awake at night and watch my emails all night, make sure everybody's all right, which they were all right because we had good leaders under us. But still, so you feel a little selfish about being able to sleep at night about it.
Offloading all that pressure, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of unfair in a way, but it's been good. You know, it was a long time we were there, and there's great people there now, and it's still a great company, and will continue to be a great company. But, you know, moving on and doing some other business adventures is fun also. So
tell us about McKinsey Energy Partners. Now, this is not new. It's been around for a while, but you're taking it to the next level, right?
Well, we'll see what level it goes to. McKinsey Energy Partners is a midstream gathering company that, filled a niche for some companies that were wanting somebody to take over their midstream. Whiting Oil and Gas was the company that first started with us and decided that it wasn't their niche to be doing their own gathering on their own wastewater and stuff. So we teamed up with Whiting Oil and Gas on 3 projects so far, coming on to a 4th project to take over their waste water facility situations. And luckily enough, Jeff Comer leads it. Great engineer. Him and Keith Narbeck both came from the EOG side of things, which I don't think you could find a better trainer in the oil and gas industry than those guys, and they both had midstream experience. So we feel, you know, like we're doing it the best in class doing it. We've had EERCs actually been out following some of our projects to understand, you know, the concerns that everybody has about a pipeline. How do you understand if it is leaking, or what kind of systems you have in place for it to leak, and do you use the best products, and do you use the best practices? So, you know, we feel like it'll gain momentum, obviously, as the industry starts waking up again, and I think there's a good opportunity. Ironically enough, my partner in McKinsey Energy is a gentleman out of Texas, Terry Looper, who actually sent Jeff the first Virtuous Leadership book. Terry's very much into the Christian faith in Texas. He's crazy, likes... He's got 100 different ministries that he takes care of. It's a fabulous deal, but he had a great amount of midstream experience, too. So it's really fun to be able to team up with those guys because it's going to lead to different opportunities. I mean, you open one door and another one opens and just continues on, and it's great to team up with people like him. He was one of the guys that taught me about team members years ago. He'd invited us. We used to haul all of his crude oil, and he invited us to Vail for their team building experience. But he'd always have a great speaker there. He had the ex Interior Secretary speaking. He had Huckabee this year. Just a very good. A lot of his people are West Point type people. So he's out. He taught me early on in life, early on in my business life, that it's about the people that you bring in that make your business successful. And
you mentioned the industry waking up a little bit. Obviously, oil hitting the mid-50s helps with that a lot. What's happening? What do you see?
Well, you know, obviously optimistic. I would like to know just in a per barrel metric, if you could ever measure it, what the getting rid of the frivolous regulatory burden is going to mean. Is that $7-$8 a barrel? Probably. The uncertainty, you know, is probably another $5-$6 a barrel. So just there, and then you get the OPEC. OPEC and the Russian deal. We felt, you know, for 2 years we've been saying that the market should come back into balance in the second half of 17, and we still felt that way, even though that OPEC has decided to do what they've done. You know, IEA says that, you know, we could burn through half our supply in the first 6 months now if they hold true to their doing. Now, is that true capitalism? I guess it could be, you know, but we feel like the industry was going to balance anyway without that. It's just going to accelerate a little bit. But the uncertainty that was over us the last 8 years, I mean, this is no kidding. I was reading an oil and gas investor magazine the other day, and thank the good Lord that I read it after the election. Because if I would have read it before the election, I would have jumped off the highest building in North Dakota. It was the debate between Hillary and Donald, and oil and gas, fossil fuels were virtually done as far as she was concerned. It was so ludicrous for people to have a mind thought like that. The election to me was very revealing. I thought the machine that was in place was undefeatable. I thought this country was going down a path that there was no way to go down. Then all of a sudden, Donald gets elected. As my little boy says, Donald J., Dad, gets elected. And pretty soon, you know, the machine was just a facade. It was actually a facade. You know, there was, 40 gazillionaires in America or the world that, you know, wanted it just for themselves and nobody else have the opportunity. So I think a lot of people relate to Trump. I mean, I can't think of too many people in America that wouldn't like to own their own jet, you know, and have the opportunity to work hard enough to get it. So, you know, I'm very optimistic about the oil and gas industry, and I'm very optimistic about the economy of the country, like obviously many other people are.
But it seems as though, you know, we're pretty close to the edge, is what you're saying, as an industry, on that question.
Oh, it was, like I say, the EPA was like a Jesse Jackson shakedown stuff. I mean, it was just, yeah, we'll give you a, you know, $1 billion fine, but we'll settle for, you know, $10 million, and, you know, and you got to give it to this project. Or, you know, it was just absolutely out of control.
Now the question is, how long does it take to rein it back?
Well, you know, I'll take the time to say I was on the Trump train from day one. I thought the country needed a shake up like him, but he just continues to impress me in his selections of the people that he's doing, very, very smart people. So I'm never gonna second guess this guy. I mean, I think that he's gonna, you know, it's gonna take some time. Obviously, you're gonna be blocked by litigation the whole way through.
But he doesn't seem to be cautious, doesn't seem to be holding back.
No.
Seems like a man on a mission who heard his mandate pretty loud and clear.
Well, I consider it cautious.
We'll take a quick break, come back with more with Jim Arthur. We're also going to talk with Jeff Comer. And he's been part of the Virtuous Leadership Program, so we'll get his take on that, too, coming up.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Mary Gary Thileson School of Business today on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. It's not some other sprayer company. It's actually the sprayer company the others are talking about. Right now, probably over coffee with their feet up somewhere, while the High Plains Apache folks are working hard. And ask them about that electronic drift management system, if you pop in there, because we had a windy year, and drift is obviously always a worry to producers, and that electronic drift management system is the best. It allows you to select your droplet size, and then you keep it through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. It really works great. They have that ET Ag Center, too, which is 50,000 of the sprayer parts you need, the spray tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves, and more, and, of course, that's for any brand, not just the Apache brand. With that ET Ag Center. Find them online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them new and used. Exit 60 south of Fargo off I-29 or across from Bonanza in Mandan. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, finishing our conversation with Jim Marthod, former CEO of MBI Energy, now with McKenzie Energy Partners. We talked a little bit about McKenzie Energy Partners. Last time we talked, you said 60 is the new 90. And I can't get that out of my head, because of course it gives you an idea of the incredible amount of innovation coming out of this industry and getting the efficiencies necessary. So you sort of have this bloodbath, for lack of a better term, where price just drops off a cliff, and rather than throw up our hands and put pacifiers in, everybody says, well, let's find a better way to do it, what we do more efficiently. I mean, that's the best of America right there. I mean, I just love that. And so literally, are we still in this 60 is the new 90 environment, Jim?
I believe so. Who knows for sure, but it's a lot closer than it was before. Innovation in America, you hit it right on the head. I mean, I always relate people relate the oil and gas industry, the innovations that they've had, but the one that amazes me in America is the ag industry. I mean, when you're pheasant hunting, you don't get to walk into corn rows anymore. I mean, America is just has the ability to react, and the people that America has. I mean, there's just leaders throughout America that do it. So, yeah, I believe that 60 is the new 90. I still believe that. I think you can still get the rate of return at 60 that took 90, 3 years ago, without a doubt.
So, does that mean that as we inch towards 60, which is, as you mentioned earlier, the momentum is there and the optimism is there anew, that 90 looks like 90 looked like last time? I mean, as far as the amount of rigs, the amount of activity, or are we going to look at a new normal?
Well, I think it'll be the new normal. I mean, you're going to see an uptick in activity, obviously. I think people are going to want to see really what's going to happen through the first half of 17 to make sure two things, OPEC's doing what they're doing, and to make sure the administration's doing what they say that they're going to do. And then you'll see a gradual increase in activity, in my humble opinion. I don't think it's just going to be ramp, 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 unless something weird happens geopolitically in the world that nobody can predict. So I think you have an opportunity for the next, you know, 6, 7, 8 years to have a nice, stable oil and gas industry in America.
You made a rather famous prediction about the amount of rigs that we were going to have in North Dakota when we were just bubbling under 200 somewhere, 180, 190, I forget where, that it was going to get down to 50. But no way, that must be a typo. It can't possibly be that. And obviously it ended up even getting lower than that. Is the rig count something we should even be paying attention to anymore? I mean, does rig count matter given the amount of efficiencies that you just talked about?
Well, it's all relevant. You know, rig count does matter. It's just different, you know. 200 rigs before took, you know, averages 30, 35 days to drill a well, you know, now people are doing it in 10 to 15 or, you know, every once in a while hitting in 70 or 7 days. So, you know, it's all relevant that way. You know, if you had 200 rigs running out here right now, it'd be chaos. There's no way you'd have the service industry that'd be able to keep up to it. It was just too decimated. So I really do believe that we can have a nice steady ramp up in growth. You know, where we end up, you know, with a rig count is anybody's guess. Just depends on commodity price, but I think it'd be not chaotic this time around. And what's really beautiful is the infrastructure's in place now in all the cities. People are going, we're spending billions of dollars on this, and it was craziness, but guess what? It's there. And guess what our president says we should do now, you know? Maybe we should have third world airports. Maybe we should have better mass transportation. Maybe we should have better oil and gas transportation. So, you know, there was people that questioned all the money that was being spent out in Western North Dakota, but guess what? We don't have to worry about that headache this time around, and it'll be able to support the industry a lot better, and the people that live out there won't see the impacts like they've seen before. So I think it's a great time, and right now.
Is the Bakken still the bomb, for lack of a better term? I mean, is it still, you know, I mean, is it, I mean, I know this is the sheer size of it, but every once in a while you hear about, you know, with the amount of shale plays popping up that, you know, Texas is laying claim to this and Oklahoma is laying claim to that. I mean, do you see this Bakken oil play remaining a world-class play?
Yes, absolutely do. I mean, each one of the plays have its own uniqueness, without a doubt. The Bakken is a fabulous play. It's an understood play, and, you know, we're going to go into secondary and tertiary recovery in the Bakken, and we're going to go into increased density, and, you know, some of the rules were changed yesterday on setbacks. I mean, so it continues to be better and a better play. I mean, everybody talks about the Permian. Well, Permian's got a gas window, and it's got an oil window, and it's got this window. I mean, you know, the Bakken's pretty easy play to develop, like, say, especially that we have the infrastructure in place now. It's going to make it much easier.
Appreciate the update. Thanks for picking right on Donald Trump.
Yep.
I'm excited, like you are, to see how this unfolds.
Well, I wouldn't say I picked right. I say I supported.
You supported the right pick, and you were bullied from the get-go. And, you know, that kind of enthusiasm is great to watch. And congratulations on this partnership with the University of Mary and the Virtuous Leadership Recognition. Appreciate it.
It's very much an honor to be part of it. So thank you, Scott.
I'm going to talk next with one of Jim's, Jim Arthod, by the way, from McKinsey Energy Partners, and one of his leaders, Jeff Comer, of McKinsey Energy Partners. How are you, Jeff?
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
And I want to first have you talk a little bit about McKinsey Energy Partners. Jim was talking about it as well, but, you know, always exciting to build something, and it feels like you're building something, even though this company's been around for a while.
Sure.
It's exciting times, right?
It is. Very exciting times. After the departure from a very successful stint with MB Energy Services, we ventured off into the midstream space and water disposal space, and because there was a need for it, and us being local people, being landowners ourselves, we thought that it should be done right, and we saw an opportunity to do that. So we've been very busy. And probably the coolest thing about the company is that it's very small. about eight people. We all have local ties to Western North Dakota for the most part. And we all have, I'd say the team in general has very high character. So dovetailing into virtuous leadership, it's been a big part of our transition into this business, and something that, you know, has become a part of our business, which, excuse me, I think is unique.
Jerome and Dr. Warford earlier talked about, you know, Dr. Havard and the Virtuous Leadership Program here. You were a part of that.
I was.
The Immersion Weekend, and maybe before we ask Jeff for his opinion on that, we should explain what Immersion Weekend is. What is the Virtuous Leadership Immersion Weekend at UMary, Jerome?
Well, Jeff is a perfect example of the people that we want to be able to support in their desire to grow in this area. And so Jeff is a businessman who's running a business, a company, busy like crazy. I know Jeff and his lovely wife Val quite well. And so we wanted to create an opportunity, but it has to be an intensive opportunity to get it kind of packed in a short amount of time. Jeff can't stretch this out over a couple of years. And so we created an immersion weekend with Dr. Havard right on campus, to bring great leaders like Jeff right here and to let them chew on it for a couple of days with a very intensive experience to say, oh, wow, this is what they mean. And I think Jeff would be able to vouch for it. Through that experience, you have now the language and you have the understanding to be able to process appropriately the decisions that you're going to be making. This isn't just good gut instincts anymore. I have the common good at the end of what I need to be doing, and here is how I go through it, and I don't have to be fearful of this because I know what is good and what is true, and that's how I'm going to make the decision. And I know that Jeff has done a lot of this.
How was it?
After the immersion weekend, I had a chance to speak with Dr. Havard for 10 minutes or so, and I told him after those 3 days that it really changed my life. It truly did, and I believe that. What it did for me is it helped to make sense of things that I thought were right. It helped to kind of put some order to that. It helped someone else to explain and teach. It just made a bunch of things click for me. It made it make sense. The exposure I've had with Jim Arthod has, you know, taught me the right way to do things. It's not all about the bottom line. It's about helping people. It's about building people. At the same time, I was also exposed to some other folks that probably did not have those same values. And so seeing both sides of the equation and then having it all culminate with the Virtuous Leadership Immersion Weekend and reading the books just helped make sense of life for me.
Does it inform your gut a little bit when you talk about, you know, knowing, you know, okay, I think I know, now it tells me what's right, but also to sort of illuminate where, hey, that's the wrong path?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, folks with character truly want to do the right thing, but it's easy not to do the right thing as well. And so surrounding yourself with people that have that same mindset and then also having some formal teaching and training on that does help to inform those decisions. Every day you have to make decisions, and you can make the right one or the wrong one.
Can I add to that, Joel?
Absolutely. Here's an analogy that I'll use to try to understand this. And so I'm an educator by trade. And I remember talking to some great educators, and they said the difference between a good teacher and a master teacher is the master teacher knows why they're good. And it's the same thing, I think, when it comes to business. We have many good business people. But to be able to hit that level of, if you will, a leader or a master in business is you know why what you're doing is the right thing to be doing it. And this is where a good education and the University of Mary want to help to do exactly what Jeff just described, is empower him to have the language, the understanding, and the tools to build the industries, to build the companies that just by his very nature he knows is the right thing to do. But now I have the language to describe why I'm doing it, which now is going to make him a leader to produce other leaders, because he can teach it now. He can hand it on as Jim has handed it on to him.
I'm curious how you've used that already. So in other words, you know, you were president of MBI Energy when you, you know, took on this immersion weekend. You already had some significant leadership skills, obviously, but you get the benefit of this, and then, boom, you're back in the workplace. How are you different? I want to have you answer that on the other side of the break. And we'll wrap up our conversation. Jeff Cummers with us from Kinsey Energy Partners. We are at the University of Mary today. Big day today. Kicking off the Virtuous Leadership Recognition Award program at the University of Mary. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Blaze Energy would like to thank all veterans, home and abroad, for your service to our country. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the oil producer industry. Blaze is on the front lines of the energy revolution and was founded with the sole mission of converting wasted gas into a more usable form of energy, making our North Dakota environment cleaner and healthier. They capture it, convert it, and transform it. They even power their own vehicles with it. Blaze was the first company in the U.S. to produce electricity from wellhead gas and put that power into the local power grid, gas that otherwise would have gone to flare. Thank you to all of our veteran employees, and thank you, North Dakota oil producers, for your continued support. For all your well site power generation and gas processing services, check out Blaze Energy at blazeenergy.com. That's B-L-A-I-S-E energy.com. Blazeenergy.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
There's a lot happening at the University of Mary. We're in the Gary Thorleson School of Business. In the lobby. Don't you love being on campus, Jeff? It's kind of fun.
Great energy.
Almost as nice as that University of Mary campus in Watford City.
That's right.
Yeah. And Jeff is a Watford City native and is now, of course, part of the McKenzie Energy Partners, longtime MBI Energy employee as well. So we were talking before the break just about what you do in these immersion weekends with the Virtuous Leadership Program. And I'm curious that, you know, what you do with that right away. I mean, is everything look different? Does everything feel different when you come out of that back into the same workplace?
It does, yeah. I mean, you kind of approach everything a little bit differently. You're more informed on making decisions. You tend to ask yourself more questions about your impact, your decision's impact on the people, you know, that are affected by the decisions you're making.
Do the people around you notice you're different? I mean, anybody say, Jeff, what happened? Something. I mean, you said earlier that it changed your life.
Right.
So, I mean, if people you're with all day, every day at work, obviously have to notice part of that as well, right?
Yeah, I guess I don't know how to answer that. I would say that my wife definitely noticed a difference, and I think a positive one. Not always right, but, you know, the more that you grow in this type of respect, the better you are. So,
what would you say to other people who, you know, you're a busy guy, president of MBI Energy Services, right? I mean, it's a commitment. You're coming to an immersion weekend. You're thinking about doing something different. Why should they consider it? What advice would you have to anybody that's out there listening, saying, "Hey, I'm curious, but I just don't have the time"?
I would say that everybody has a career, right? Whether it's from being a stay-at-home mom, which is probably the most important job in the world. Or the president of a company or CEO of a company or general labor that's out there in this bitter cold getting things done. Everybody has the ability to be good and affect those around them. So I definitely say it's not a matter of where you are in the rank and file system. It's all about you wanting to grow and doing good for others around you. And it's the right thing to do, and it makes life worth living, and it makes everybody happy.
And this program is a part of the DNA now at the University of Mary, the Gary Thelson School of Business, right?
Absolutely. We're just building on what we've always been. The sisters, when they founded the University of Mary in 1959, they built it to make sure that there was the opportunity for people to further their education, to start out in healthcare and education. And then we've expanded into all these different areas, into business. But it's about bringing what we know to be good and true and beautiful to everyone, and to do exactly what Jeff said. It doesn't matter who you are, teacher, nurse, general laborer, whoever it is that you are, we all are called to be good, to be virtuous, and this empowers us to be able to do it. But I want to back up just a moment, Scott, and get after you for asking Jeff an unfair question.
What was that?
You know,
what did I ask?
You said that this changed his life. You know,
well, he said that. I was just following up on him.
Yeah, and then you said so. Has it? Have you seen the changes? Are you any better? Well, I mean, that's like winning the award for the most improved in the sports team. It's a hard one to ask. I mean, are you
hard
asking
to self-assess on, huh?
Yeah. Was I bad before? And I want to focus on this. So, no, Jeff hasn't radically changed because it's always been in him, as it's in all of us. And like I said about our students, they want to be good. It's about letting that come out and having the language to do it and be able to focus. And Jeff said a word earlier today. It's about ordering your life. It's about ordering it to the right ends and having the opportunity to do it.
Well, we're excited. I mean, to recognize Jim today, who you talked about having shown you the way of virtuous leadership, and for McKenzie Energy Partners and the University of Mary to partner up with us, What's On Your Mind, so we can tell these stories.
Yeah.
Virtuous leaders and really inspire others. Love for them to be part of what you've done here and, you know, the program, and hope others take advantage of those resources as well. But if nothing else, you're hearing the stories, you know, and they hear virtuous leaders and find out how they've got there. I think it'll be a great way to leave the wood pile a little higher.
Right. Yeah, and it's a great thing that what the University of Mary's doing, how you're supporting it. You know, it can only lead to good and broadening, you know, what it is we're trying to accomplish.
We're looking forward to a great recognition a lunch today for Jim Arthod at the University of Erie. And is Monsignor Shea going to be there, or is he going to be skiing with this fellow from the X Games? There's so much going on at the University of Mary today, you can't believe it. Who's the guy out here skiing for the X Games?
Well, thanks for bringing that up, Scott. I just had the chance to shake the hand of a gold medalist X Games skier who, because of the storms that we've been having, came to North Dakota and wants to do some urban skiing on our campus. We have a beautiful campus with all kinds of opportunities. And so he's here talking to one of our business classes. Tom Wallish is his name. And later today, he's going to be doing trick skiing on campus. They've already been setting up jumps. I mean, it's amazing. So they'll build a jump. They'll use, like, bungee cords. He'll come flying.
Todd, I will not be available for Energy Matters. I can't leave here until this is done. So
do some flips, hit a wall, and come back down. It's incredible.
Wow. And it's happening on campus today.
On campus.
And can we watch this on TV at some point?
There's going to be some teasers out there. Look for some videos. We're pushing it out on social media. But I can't take away their thunder. They're doing this because they're in a big competition with ABC's Wide World of Sports. And so they're putting together some videos and some documentation of the places that he's been, and he'll highlight Bismarck, North Dakota, and the University of Mary. It's going to be quite exceptional.
So I grew up watching Wide World of Sports,
yes.
And now it's on the campus of the University of Mary. How about that?
There you go.
We're coming full circle.
Yeah, I won't be on the Wide World of Sports, but it's good to have him here.
Yeah, no kidding. It's great. All right. Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed it very much. And Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to a great day honoring a good man, University of Mary. All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, we will be joined by Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall, and look forward to that. On the program, questions or comments, get them in now. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Euro Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0930. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.